Come on.
Give the Lord a shout of praise in the house today. You know what day it is? You know what day it is? This is the greatest day of your life. You believe it? Give the Lord a shout of praise. Do this just for a minute. Come on. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. That didn't sound like triumph. Come on. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Let your ear hear your mouth say yes and amen. Come on. Clap your hands. Word says, clap your hands, all people, and shout to God. Today didn't just show up. It's not just another day. This is the day God has made. Made it, formed it, fashioned it. And I am determined to rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. Let's stay right here for just a minute. Ephesians 1. This is kind of PFC's motto. This is our focus. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body. Which is his body. That's you and I. Which is the fullness of him, the body, which is the fullness of him that fills all and all. I don't want to be like God. I am like God. Not waiting for a moment. I'm not believing that someday I will be like him, because that's doubt. The word says Abraham was fully persuaded. And the word says he grew in his faith. How? Glorifying God and believing that God was able to do what he said he would do through him. Through him. That's the big turnkey. God is going to do what he said he would do through you. You'll never see God with your eyes, ever. Because we can only see those things that have a beginning and an end. And that's all we can see. No matter how much you pray, no matter how much you fast, no matter how much you want to, you can only see with your eyes those things which have a beginning and those things which have an end. We saw Jesus in the earth because he had a beginning as a man in the earth. So that we could see. And what we saw and what we see in Christ was the thing we couldn't see prior, which was the will of the Father. We could see the will of the Father. We're really not on a journey as you suppose. There is no shortcut to here. Matt, there is no shortcut to where you are. From this time forward, those that prophesy, those that speak to you by the word of the Lord, will not tell you where you're going. They're going to tell you where you are. They're not going to tell you what you are going to do. They're going to tell you what you are doing. The kingdom of God does not think about budget. The kingdom of God does not think about something that is going to be new. The kingdom of God is all about what is. What is. As he is, as he is. No weapon formed against you can ever prosper. All God wants you to do is not walk in your anointing. He wants you to walk in your call. Your anointing remains on you. but your call is revealed. Kings walked in the king's anointing, but those that walked in the will of the Father caused the people to rejoice. And where God is sending you, in your spirit of revelation, and not your arrival of time. It's not a process. It's not a process of time. It's not a development. It's not about the destination. It's about the destiny. And that power abides in you today. And for the next coming 4.5 years, there will be such a revelation that the people will rejoice with you as they have not done in 22 years. For the word of the Lord is confirmed that not of might nor of power, not of effort, not of trying, but of believing, God has given you his word for one reason. Not as a to-do list, but to be like him. Your call from this point forward is to believe that you are as he is, to be like God. And within that, over the next 4.5 years, the development that God brings that shows you not what's coming, but what is, will be the most eye-opening experience that you have had in 20 years. This is the greatest season of your life. Give the Lord a shout in the house. God's anointing of favor is wonderful, but his call to obey is incredible. You can take your seats. I feel something, and that doesn't really matter. But I hear something, and that does. We want to see God do what he's already shown us that he's done. We want to see things unfold that have already unfolded. We want to be like God when if we're anything less. If you're born of the Spirit, you're born of God. And religion and tradition has taught us how to disbelieve who we are. It's how it taught us how to recognize what we want to see and not seeing who we are. Walking in the value of watching something happen instead of being what happens. There will never be a fuller day than today. And you may not walk in it. You may be worried about time. You may be worried about what is or what isn't going to happen. But Anton, you were never called to worry about anything. You are only called to believe. And when God puts you in the position of faith, 3 times it'll happen, and 3 times bigger than it was in the beginning. Because what moves the heart of God is that he puts us in a position to believe. What staggers our mind, which is the will of the Father, saying, your flesh talks to you. And it doesn't tell you the truth, but it leads you to the truth. Because your flesh tells you something's wrong. And your spirit tells you what's right. Religion tells us about what we've been delivered from. And that we're only human. And that we're going to make it through. And that we have the victory. No, we are the victory. It's not about freedom to freedom. It's about freedom to faith. It's not about what we've been delivered from. It's about what we've been delivered into. The fight mentality, even the songs of I've been delivered and I've been set free will change. There's a prophetic sound from the heavens being heard in the earth. We're not called to move the earth. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell in. What we're called to do is to move the heavens. We're called to effect change in the kingdom of God. He said, you're seated with me in heavenly places. He said, this is where you preside. This is where you reign. This is where you rule. And he said, don't look at those things that are beneath. But we try to determine what factors are relevant and important based on what we see happen. And you can't see the will of God. You can only be the will of God. You can see the effect of the will of God. You can see aspects of the glory of God. But only that which is born of the Spirit can see the kingdom of God. And all those dynamics and all that changes when you stop doubting. Abraham, the word says, grew in his faith because he believed God. The word of God isn't given to us as a to-do list. It's given to us so we're like him. If I speak like him, I am like him. If I hear like him, I act like him. Act like him. Speak like him. Be like him. Prophecy isn't about telling you what's coming. Prophecy is all about showing you what has come. The revelation of the dawning of a new era is a revelation that it's happened. The insight of what God is doing, the change, whether it be in government or in the economy, isn't about how well we plan. Your plans won't matter, Matt. The only thing that's going to matter is God has said and you have obeyed. It's just the days of working, the days of trying to harness a position of anchoring yourself are gone. There, you'll find no soil to drive your stake in the ground. No soil at all. There'll be nothing to anchor yourself to. You'll float. You'll rest. You'll glide in the word of the Lord. I'll tell you why I prophesy to this man so much is because he believes that I will. Jesus said, when a woman touched his garment, he said, "Who touched me?" And the people said, "Well, there's a lot of people touching you." He said, "I didn't say who put their hand on me. Someone touched me. Someone determined the move that I am to be the move that they are. The healing that I am, the healing that they are." Stop praying to be like God. It's a vain prayer. Stop thinking we're going to grow and become like God. In what fashion? What will you do? Will you pray more? Will you fast more? Will you read more? Will you sing more? Abraham grew in his faith because he glorified God. He praised God in the glory of God. He believed God was faithful. You know how he did it? You're not doing it down the road. You're not doing it. That's why he didn't hesitate. When God spoke, he heard the word of the Lord in his spirit, and he said, "I'm going to be the word of God, and I know God is faithful, so whatever I do is going to be incredible." We look for the success of our efforts based on what we're able to view as successful, but the truth is you'll never see your success. So if you don't feel successful based on what you do not see, then you're so blind. Jesus told us not to look at the flesh. He said, "The flesh is enmity against me. It can't please me." And I didn't say you wouldn't be successful, because you're incredibly successful in all your right and all your calling, all your purpose and all your position. But that can't be a day that's coming, or else God is a God that is dependent upon time. His actions, his movements, his spirit is not then omnipresent. But he is. What separated the men from the boys, the powerful from the powerless, wasn't a specific thing they did or an act they engaged in, but it was a revelation. Prophecy is all about Christ being revealed, the spirit of revelation is the spirit of Christ. To know, Paul said, "I pray for you continually." And he didn't say, "I pray that you'll do better. I pray that you'll walk more profoundly in your actions and your deeds." And he said, "I pray for the spirit of wisdom and understanding that you may know him better." Know him better. To know him better. To know him better. I know that I will never be like God if I am not like God. Because it's not of works, lest any man should boast. So if I believe a little bit harder, believing and serving Christ is not hard. It's the easiest thing in the world. Religion tells you it's hard. Religion sings the songs that continue to rehearse where we were. A prophecy is the relevance of the present. He is here. He is now as he is. Exactly. And the reference in this scripture is of the greatest of the virtues of the Father. Love. As he is, so am I in this world. That's the enlightenment of this generation. And there's a generation that aren't coming. They're here. They're living. They're breathing the same oxygen you're breathing, on the same sphere that you live on the same planet, watching the same news, but not seeing it as their future by not believing it's their present. We're not in trouble. And if we were, it wouldn't matter. What is trouble? Consider it all joy when your faith is called on. To the redeemed, we're never in trouble. we're just being called on our faith, the opening, the revealing of our favor with God, our favor with the Father. And it's by favor that you will do everything you've done, and no more and no less, by favor. And how do we attain favor? Faith, I believe God. So God opens the door. It just seems so far beyond you. And then we say things like we try to plan and we hope and we say we believe. But if we say we believe, we don't talk so much about what we believe. We live in what we believe. So often we live, we say we believe, but we don't believe in Him. We believe outside of Him. We believe that from the outside, He's going to do something on the inside. But the real revelation of Christ is it can't get away from Him. He's spoken. How can I help but prophesy? We work too hard. We try too hard. We sweat too much. We smell too bad. Hear, O nations of the earth, the Lord our God is one God. He is one Lord, one presence, the only omnipresence that there is. There's no devil to run from because he's not chasing you. He can't find you when you walk by faith. Darkness can't overcome you when you are the light. He is the way and the truth and the life. So am I. Someone said to me a few days ago, they said, you speak like Jesus. I said, I do. I do. I have to believe that I do. Christ made us close. We made Him distant. He made us close. And it wasn't the act of what He did on the cross that disarmed the devil like we think. He died on the cross and Satan lost his power. He disarmed our minds. So the hostility, the conviction of wrong, of being overcome by darkness, was destroyed that moment, that day. And it isn't about what it did to principalities. Again, Satan didn't fall into power. He fell from power. There's no demons that are afraid of him like you may think and would be obedient to his voice and chase you. Only the Spirit of God chases you. Only the Spirit of God is omnipresent. Only the glory of the Lord is revealed in us, and that's what we're about. The confusion comes when we think that we are something less, that we are something more, and religion is our enemy, not the devil. I mean, if he could be, he would be, but he can't, so he's not. But if we will do this one thing as the new generation, the new voice of revelation, if we will believe that we are like God, there's only one God. We'll never be God, but we can be one with the Father. God made mankind so he could be revealed in his glory because there was no other way that he saw. Angels couldn't reveal all the glory of God because angels are angels and they've seen God with their eyes, but we have not. Blessed are those who have not seen. When God says blessed, it's way different than you might think. Bless, you know, we go around, bless you. That's like saying Gesundheit. You don't really know, you know, blessing anyone. Bless him when you see him and get in the car. Did you see what he was wearing? It's not about that. But when God blesses, that blessing remains, and that blessing cannot be contradicted. It can't be compromised. It can't be tampered with. And the difference between Abraham, those that were great men, men of power, women of power, renown, faith, didn't look at what they did, you'd be amazed at how little they saw with their eyes and how much they perceived with their spirit. And that's their reality. And in all reality, the greatest force in your life is the peace of your mind or the lack thereof. The great warfare isn't what's going on around you, because different people go through similar things and have different experiences. And some are joyful, some are great. My wife has one of the most joyful spirits around, no matter what's going on. She's just always like you see her here. And there's a revelation, and the revelation is it's not going to be all right. It's perfect. It's exactly the way God wants it right now. My steps are ordered of the Lord. So if I'm here doing this right here, right now, I'm not doing it to please man. I'm doing it because God is being pleased in me. I'm not waiting for a moment for something to happen so I can say, look and see what God has done. The difference with Abraham is he said right here, right now. He didn't hesitate for a moment. But he responded to the will of the Lord. We are so dependent on our anointing, but we forget our call. King's anointings have been incredible throughout the generations, but they fell and they disobeyed because they were more incentivized by their anointing proposed to being chosen, being called. Many are called, but few are chosen. What is that choice? The choice we are is the choice we make. I choose to know that as he is, I am. I choose to know that I'm not seeing anything with my eyes that is significant as far as the eternal purpose that I am, but I'm seeing with my spirit. And then your entire world looks like the world you live in, but it looks different because you're seeing it with the eyes of the spirit. I'm looking at a world, but what I'm seeing, you're no longer seeing with your eyes, and you don't even realize I'm not seeing with my eyes. I'm seen by the Spirit of the Lord. That which is born of flesh is flesh. It's enmity against God. But when we become born again, we're not just modified. We're not just forgiven. We're not just made all right. The Word says that which is born of flesh cannot see the kingdom of God. But that which is born of the Spirit, that can see the kingdom of God. And if you see the kingdom of God, you start living life differently. You stop the battling, the warring, and the fatigue, and the effort, and the sadness, and the depression, and the heaviness goes away. And frankly, your body rejuvenates. Your body becomes alive. The cells of your mind, the dispensation of what you are and what you're called to be comes alive. I just believe. But believing is not contradiction to what we believe. The Word of God is not hard. Living for Christ is not hard. It's the yoke of ease. It's he said, blessed are those who do my word and don't see it as a burden. Blessed are those that walk in the authority of my word but don't see it as a burden, but see it as the favor of God. I'm walking. I am the favor of God. I am. Jesus called you the light of the world. He allowed us. God said they can't. They'll never see me. Because mankind, humans can only see what begins and what ends. They have no ability to perceive anything beyond that. That's why thinking about God being eternal seems beyond imagination. And it's supposed to be because it is. But at the same time, if there isn't an always being, there could never be a beginning. It's so simple to see by the Spirit what's really true. And in that peace comes absolute, total peace. And in that peace is where you're most productive. Matt, again, God won't do what you expect him to do. Your call is all you should be concerned about. He'll do more than you could have imagined. But if you were determined that what will be done is what you hope to be done, then may be done, but it won't satisfy. But when you see this is God doing it through me, this is not man, this is not me. The resources are coming in from places I never even imagined, and they will. Never even imagined. Because when the kingdom begins to rain down, you can't really tell where it's coming from. It just shows up. It just is. The fish, where did they come from? The gold to pay the taxes, where did it come from? The water, where did it come from? Is it important that we know or that it did? As he is, as the movements of that moment is, as God is moving in me, so it is. What God has said has already been done. God has said, who will believe, so you can see what's been done. Not by might, not by power, not by your efforts, not by your affections to want to see something. And why do we want to see it done? Why do we want to see the hand of God? Is it because we need to believe that he is with us? Then that means that we're doubting that he is. And let no man think that when he doubts that he'll see anything of God. See anything of God. For he's two-souled, he's two-minded, he's double-minded, his vision is blurred. He cannot see those things that God really is doing. But the evidence is that you can't see and you believe God anyway. The evidence is that you weren't looking for God to give you the praise. We're not looking for the accolades. What we're looking for is a manifestation of the kingdom of God. And every time God calls on your faith and you don't see anything happen, and we become depressed because our emotions, which are hostile against God, are telling us that it's not happening. But God says, my word says yes, and in me is amen. My word says it's taking place. And what you don't realize is God's doing what you asked him to do. He's building something far beyond your expectations. He wants to amaze you. He wants you to look and say, look and see what God has done. I didn't have anything to do with it, except that I believed, as Abraham believed, that it happened, even though I didn't have the privilege, the power, or the wherewithal to see it happen. But it happened, and God did it through me. That's the glory you're looking for. That's what satisfies. That's what makes you feel like God. The instant the evidence of your eyes, you can only see, you'll only ever see what has a beginning and an end. That's all you will ever see. You will never see anymore. But if your beginning is that which is of the Spirit, if your beginning, if your real conscious mind is not what you were able to accomplish or what you were able to forget, but more about what you were able to remember. He said, lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. It's not about how much we can develop. It's about how much the kingdom of God is revealed through what we have believed would take shape. When God created, the Word says he created everything out of nothing. That's how God is. I don't want to be like him. I am like him. I'm not going to ask him to make me like him because it doubts that I am like him, which says God is on a time frame. Within a period of time, there was a period of time where people did things according to the law, but it wasn't pleasing to God. But when it started taking place because it was born of the Spirit, that's God. Never be more righteous than I am today, because it isn't about a development of time. It's not about a process, or the process never ends. It's not about where we're going. It's not about the destination. There's no shortcut to here. Right here. I don't need a shortcut to here. And those things start developing. What God does, first of all, is he tells you in your spirit, it's already happened. It's like the woman said, it's already happened. The moment that I act out what I know and see by the Spirit, the moment I touch the hem of his garment, virtue will flow from me. And the Word says that's exactly what happened. And Jesus said, who is it that touched me? Who draw virtue from me? Everybody's touched you. No, no one has touched me. Everyone's put their hands on me. We put our hands on things, ideas, on business, on product, on whatever we feel we can manage. And the real call of God is to bring you to a point where you can't manage what you're called to do. You're not walking and relying solely on your anointing, because a lot of people, to be honest with you, they defile their anointing. They use their talent and their gift and their ability and never look at the purpose, the promise, and the power. Abraham believed God. What he had promised. And what was that? That he made him in his image and his likeness to walk in the glory of his presence and his power. This is a greater time than you could possibly imagine. And if God would open your eyes to see what it is, then others will see it through you. That time will have a beginning in your faith. God will bring about a beginning that can only be brought about through the body of Christ. The Word told us that in Ephesians. The fullness of God, but it couldn't be seen. So God said, I'll make a creation like you. I'll call him man. And through this creation, it will be able to be seen, because it can only be seen by faith. No one can see. No eye has seen. No angel has seen. No seraphim, no cherubim. No one has seen the fullness of God's glory, or even the beginning of God's glory. Only aspects of the glory of God. So the Word says, no eye has seen. No ear has heard. Neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared. He didn't say, but it's coming. He didn't say, in a time. He said, but it is being revealed by his Spirit to those that are born of the Spirit. We're not only human. That's doubt. That's not like God. So you'll continue to ask God to be like God, and you'll never be like God. You'll never believe that you're like God, even though you are like God. The Word says they saw him, they beheld his glory, but they had no clue because they were looking for something else. You can only see what has a beginning, and you can only see what has an end. And we could only see Christ because he had the beginning as a man. And in that beginning, the Word says, we beheld the glory of the Father. What was that? Jesus doing the will of the Father. Not as an effort. He said, as he is, so am I. Show us the Father. He said, you're looking at him. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. If you hear me, you've heard the Father. That attitude is not arrogance. That attitude is humility. Because what it declares is that it's not a process of me being better through the ages or through time. It's not about me developing in this faith. It's not about me hearing the Word of God and I finally get it. It's about a surrender. The sacrifice God wants is the sacrifice you are. No more, no less. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. The prophets would say, hear, O nations of the earth, the Lord our God, he is one God. He is omnipresent. He is the only omnipresence. There is no other God in the earth. Be it good or evil, there is no other God. There's only one God. And what idolaters have we become in religion? And what have we taught the people? To believe in this God that is coming, to believe in this time that will seize us, to believe in the process of time. When does development ever stop? And if it's development, then is he not full? And if he is full and he's in me, is he not fully in me? It's so much easier just to believe as he is, so are we. I walk, I am an interpretation of the will of the Father. I'm an expression of the love of God. I'm a light that darkness can't get near. I walk in the presence of the one only true God, and there is no other. I'm not afraid of an evil God because he doesn't exist. Only one God. There's no omnipresence but the Father. I'm pursued by no one but the will of the Father. I walk in the fervent presence of God. Spence, you're so close to what you are being involved, being included in, becoming a part of, so close. It'll be the greatest development of your life. And it's not a development. It's a gift. It's a gift. God willingly brought you to a point where you couldn't see the beginning. He did it. In your efforts to find a beginning, you couldn't find one because God led you to a place that you couldn't see where it was going to start. And the more you looked, the less you could see. And the less you could see, the more your flesh trembled. And the more your flesh trembled, the more God was glorified because the more dependent you had to be saying, I really don't know. How many times have you said that? God brought you to that place. You can be a tool and do the work of your anointing. Or you can be a temple and be filled as the chosen. I don't want to be a tool. I don't want to be used of God. I don't want to be a tool. I want to be a temple. I want to be dwelt in by God. So I am. I'm not a tool. I'm a temple. And he said, and I'll fill this temple, and this is how my fullness is going to be manifest, not just to the earth, but to heaven first. Is they're going to look at you as the angels desire to see how you live by faith, how you can see God the way you see God, because they can't. Incredible in all their glory, their splendor and their wonder. I've seen one once in my life. And in my mind, I saw him with my eyes. Is that possible? Yeah. Because he created all things, created the angels. And I wasn't brave and bold. I didn't come up and say, thus I pulled my covers over my head and shook like a frightened child. Then woke up in the morning and I'm bold because it's gone. What you see with the spirit of your eyes will become more vivid than what you see with your ability of sight. And that's a real world. And we say we lay our life on the line, our future on the line, that we're born of God, but
do we believe into the fullness of what being born of the Spirit really means? What does it really mean? And we fight and we struggle with our emotions, our mind, those secret corridors and closets where no one knows, but God knows. And all He wants to do is bring you out of that and say, I don't want you to think about what you should have been that you weren't, or you didn't do that you should have. I don't want you to look for a shortcut, and I want you to get your eyes off the journey. There's no shortcut to here. Right here, right now, this is the day that God has made. This is the moment. This is that season. This is that time of development. Phil, you've walked in an anointing for a long time. Times you felt close to God, times you felt distant from God. Because your anointing can't carry you, but your call will. You've recently stepped into your call. And in that, you'll stand back and say, I know what my gift is. I know what my talent is. I've watched it happen. I've watched what I've seen unfold. But this is the first time I feel like I'm walking in a place where I didn't put my foot there myself. It was placed there. And I feel God through me. Your wife, your daughter. And everything that God is bringing around you will culminate in the singular version of one thing. Everything around me is being transformed. And it looks more like God than I've ever seen before. This is what I've been hungry for. Then the peace you look for will fill you and never leave you. And you'll be the encouraged. And then everything that I prophesied to you over the past 20 years plus, you'll see it unfold because it's around you, but you can't see it here. God's showing you here. Phil, this is the greatest season of your life. This is a moment you will not regret. Hope I don't regret it. This is a moment you won't regret. This is a step that you will be embraced for taking. And you will be the eyes of vision for the next seven things that are about to unfold. And you won't one time have to think about budget. What has gone in, what has gone out, what goes out, what comes in. See, it's not really about all we can do. It's about all that we are. It really isn't about how great we do and how renowned we are or how little we have or how much of a failure we are. It's really about who we believe in. And to believe in Him, I pray for the spirit of wisdom and understanding that you may know Him better. Because He needs something from you. He's so much love. If you were nothing, not only nothing, but more than anything, if you were all love, what would you do if you were everything? You'd embrace all you could to make it like you, because that's what love does. How many seconds have you wasted? How many moments, hours, days have you wasted based on an emotion, an experience, a dread, a fear, an anger, a dispute, a misunderstanding? Even that doesn't matter, because in a moment's time, without time, we start right where we left off, because there's no shortcut to here. And if there's no shortcut to here, then there's no distance from there to here. So in other words, not a moment is lost. Just capture it right now. I will say of the Lord, you are my God. You are my strength. You're the essence of everything that I am. Of you, through you, to you are all things. Everything to whom be glory and honor and praise and power. And Lori, to you, you're going to walk in two envelopes of your creation. You've sought for your call. But you've been afraid to walk in your anointing. And the Lord has cracked that shell for you. And the yoke will turn into a chicken. And the chicken will create more of the same. In other words, you're a seed that's been cracked open. And out of you in this season, what comes out of you is everything that will heal you. Mind, body, spirit. What comes out of you, not what comes into you. For out of your belly will flow a river that's like water that gives life. I call today for you that day in which there is no return. Right now, in which there is no shortcut. Because here is where here is. This is the day. And Father, for we give you praise. We worship you. We love you. We honor you, mighty God. Tracy, you're about to dream a succession of dreams, and you're not going to know if it was a dream or if it really happened until you kind of come to consciousness, because there's a prophetic anointing of dreams that God has given you. But by the word of the Lord, as the word says, by laying on of hands, I stir up that gift. I'm not touching you, but I lay my hand on you by the word of the Lord that you can confirm before it takes place, meaning before it's engaged with what God is about to do. What God is about to do. And you are connected to the seven things that God is about to do. Recently, something just plugged in. You're in the right place at the right time. Just say yes and follow through. And you'll see the favor of the Lord. And if need be, God confirmed to you what I say to you today. And God give you the dream. This is the greatest season of your life. I could say a lot, but I don't think details are necessary. But I am going to tell you this. This is a moment unlike any other. Today, God brought the past and the present together because there is no shortcut to here. This is not a distant time. Chris, you're not anywhere in a distance away. Things aren't coming together. Things aren't going to fall in line. You're going to walk the line. Without having to think of whether or not you're walking straight, you're just walking on it. And watch and see all that God has done. And watch and see how close to your future you've been all along. And watch it tick. Sound like a clock. Sounds like a clock. There's a sound. Something happened. There's a sound. You're trying to figure out where that sound came from. Something simple. God's saying, I'm right here. 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 Tapping you on the shoulder. I'm right here. I'm right here. Don't look in the distance any further. Right here. And let your ear hear your mouth say, it's right here. It's happened today. It's happened today. It's happened today. This morning, I always say, I say just about every single day in prayer, I look up to the heavens and I say, something great is going to happen today. But today, I said something really great is going to happen today. And then I went up and met with my wife and we were getting ready. I was finished praying, she was, and we talked and she said, something really, she repeated upstairs what I had said downstairs, and I said, that's the word of the Lord. It will all happen. It's all going to happen. Will you know it? Will you enjoy it? We're looking for the Son of God. I'm right here. Yeah, but I can't see you as God, because you can't see God. He has no beginning. He has no end. You can't see what has no beginning and what has no end. You can only see that which has a beginning. And we're proficient at looking for that, where it started and where it ended. And that's the way our head works. And frankly, it's enmity against God. But to think about the eternity of who He is, that's who I am, not who I'm going to be. I'm going to be like Him. No, I'm not going to be like Him. If I'm not like Him, it's never going to happen. You know what that's doing? Taking dominion. That's what God said to Adam.
take dominion. I can give you everything. If I tell you not to touch one thing, it's not that it's bad. That tree, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, was every bit as good as the tree of life, because it blessed them every time they believed the word of the Lord. Why? Because it made them like God. The word isn't an effort of tasks to do and not to do. The word of God makes us like God, because it makes us think like God, because we are like God. I'm making man in my image and in my likeness. In the image of God created he them, male and female created he them. And God blessed them and never rescinded that blessing. It remains on you to this day. Redeemed back into the position of thinking like God. And whatever God says, I'm going to bring all the animals to you. You've heard me say this many times. And guess what? You're going to hear me say it again. And God brought all the animals to Adam and said, name them. What emotionally happened to him at that moment in time, it's not recorded in the scriptures. It could be like you do. How is that going to be? How is that possible? And God said, whatever you call them, that is their name. Whatever you say, that is their name. Now, Adam didn't tell God what a giraffe or a lion was. God already knew. But God was saying, Abraham or Adam, believe that when you open your mouth, you're going to talk like me. And whatever you call it, that is the name. And Adam said, a giraffe. And God says, that's right. It is a giraffe, a lion. But why is it important that you say it? Because I've given you dominion in the earth. And you need to engage its call. You have to tell it what it is. Generation, we have to tell what it is. We have to say what it is. The word of the Lord is nigh me, even in my mouth. God is speaking. Are you listening? We take this rope and we do what we call pulling on heaven 24/7. It's who we are. It's what we do. And this rope doesn't just tell me how distant I am. It tells me how close I am right here. Here's the kingdom of God right here. The kingdom of God is in my grasp. The kingdom of God is in my hands. Would you stand with me this morning? Duray, the year 2023, not the day, but the moment that I said this to you, is when you walk in your call. You'll know your anointing like the back of your hand. But you're going to walk in your call, and in that, everything about your world is about to change. Believe. Don't contradict. Say of the Lord, walk in your call. Heaven smiled on you to walk in the favor of the Lord and to do what you've been called to do, to rule authority and power in the earth. This is the greatest season of your life. That's my baby. Father, we give you praise, because you've empowered us to do so. Abraham grew in faith because he glorified you. And that's what we've done this entire morning. We glorify you. Great is the Lord and great is God to be praised. Hear, O nations of the earth, the Lord our God, he is one Lord. He is one God. He and he alone is omnipresent. He and he alone pursues you. He and he alone leads you. Your steps are ordered of God and of no one else. Only believe. Don't let your doubt lead you and blame God for it, or blame a dark spirit for it. Only the Lord leads you in the way you are to go. Only God orchestrates your steps. Only God shines before you. Only the Lord is doing in your life. Only God will speak. Only God will keep. You'll hear the voice of the Lord and him alone. God will confirm his word in you by making you the evidence of his word. Jesus said, the Spirit is coming to dwell in you. So you'll bear witness of me. So you'll look like me, act like me, walk like me, talk like me. You won't wait for me. He said, you're going to wait one time. I want you to tarry until you're endued with power from on high. And once you are, there's no going back. Father, we pray in your mighty name for an outpouring of your Spirit. We pray, oh God, for an outpouring of your word. Not anymore into your people, but out of your people. To show the evidence is not of the efforts of man. It's not by our sweat, not by our tears, not by our strength, but by your Spirit, says the Lord. This is the time to draw close to what you know and what God has called you to draw close to. Knowing what is important and tying yourself to that and walking in the fullness of that day and saying today is the beginning of that new thing. I don't need a shortcut to here. I'm here. I have arrived because I placed my foot here by faith in the word of the Lord. God, we glorify you in your magnificent grace in which we walk, your glory and your mercy, the profoundness of your word. Father, we worship you. We glorify you, my God.
And John, I've watched you drive yourself to your knees up here. But I see you doing it a lot more, and I see you doing it on occasion more than once a day. And something God said to me, and I'm saying it to you as he said to me, which is the first time I've done that in any congregation. Because you have driven yourself to your knees, and you have, you won't be driven to your knees. So what you've watched those around you experience, and it's been the past 16, a little over 16 years, there's been a lot of turbulence throughout your family, like from a generation. I hear a generation before, the generation you are, three generations back being talked about. Don't do that anymore. And in your household, don't let it be said. This is a generation blessed of the Lord. You come from a generation blessed of God, not from one that has struggled. And I hear you saying, God, what I have seen happen to those close, let it not happen to me. And the word of the Lord is it won't. Because you have driven yourself to your knees, you won't be driven to your knees. And the evidence of what you ask God for, show me something so I know that it's really, really, it's just you. I don't ever want it to be me. You prayed that with a sincere heart. God, I don't want it, any of it to be me. I want all of me to be dead. And I only want to see you alive in me. God heard your prayer because he told you what to pray. 2023. And I'm only using it as a marker because frankly it doesn't mean anything. But as a marker, 2023 is that development where things will just start happening. You just keep doing what God's called you to do and it'll happen all around you. And your wife will be encouraged, not just the anointing, but for the call that she sees you walking in. And all concern will fall from her mind. And instead of encouraging, she will encourage you. This is the greatest season of your life. Give the Lord a shout of praise in the house. Time after time, moment after moment, minute after minute, I will say of the Lord, you are my God, you are my strength. In you I fully trust. Would you elevate your hands? Raise your hands with me this morning. I want you to just see yourself touching heaven, just like you literally reached into the kingdom of God. At some point in time, you got to forget about the tool and become the temple. Father, we glorify you, we praise you, we reach into the heavens of God and we pull on the heavens of God for an outpouring, Father, of wonder and revelation in everyone present and everyone that's viewing today. I speak the undeniable power and authority and force of the living God. And Marla, today is a marker season for you. 3 days in the building to present day. What God has told you is going to happen, even in a dream, is about to be revealed in you. You're going to have to push in just a little further
keep the distance away, meaning say of the Lord, it's right now, it's not coming, it's here. Christ, Christ alone, that revelation of who you are. This is going to be the greatest year of revelation you have ever had. Only just believe. The marker of the Lord and on your seed. So God will do. There is the closeness you've asked for. It's right here. The closeness you've called for, it's right here. Walk into it. Embrace it. See it. Say it. Seize it. Greatest season of your life. Give the Lord a shout in the house. Hear, O nations of the earth. The Lord our God, He is one Lord. He is one God. He is great and greatly to be praised. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord God has spoken. The glory of the Lord is being poured out. The wealth of the unrighteous, because they don't know what to do with it, being delivered into the hands of those that believe. It'll slip like water through their hands and be poured into the chalice of the Lord. The Lord will give us drink of His cup, saying, taste and see the Lord. He is good. This is the greatest season of your life. You believe it? Shout, yeah!